When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the show where we provide you information about healing, awakening, and abundance. How's it going? In today's episode, we're going to do an inner exploration to help you discover your higher self and in the process experience more joy and more happiness from within. Does that sound interesting? It's pretty late here in Vancouver as I record this session for you. It's silent, it's tranquil, and it's peaceful. Very different from the day, which was full of sunshine, energy, and excitement because my girlfriend and I had gone hiking up a hill called Quarry Rock in North Vancouver. And that's why I spent some time in the evening to reflect on the magical moments that I experienced today. Because the truth is that life is never constant, right? It's always changing every day, every minute, and every second. And because there's so much change, there are ups and there are downs. And when there are downs, it feels like things will never get better, right? And maybe you're in a difficult, really challenging situation right now. Maybe you have a health challenge, a financial roadblock, a relationship issue, or a career crisis, and you're wondering, what now? So I'm here to support you and provide you certain mental models or spiritual models that will help you not just feel better, but really look forward to tomorrow. And by the end of this episode, my promise is that you will be in a better position to navigate the challenges of life in a more effective and wonderful way. So are you ready? Let's get started. So to begin, let's do a little exploration here. Think about the challenge that you have in your life right now. Because the truth is, and if we are being honest with ourselves, every one of us is going through one or the other type of challenge, whatever the challenge might be. Do you have it in your mind? So now ask yourself, what is the recurring thought on your mind at the moment or during the day? What are you thinking about? What have you been thinking about? Maybe it is, I will never find another job again, or I will never find my soulmate, or I will never become healthy again. Whatever it is, what is that one thought or thoughts that are on your mind? And now ask yourself, who is experiencing these thoughts? Think about it. This thought has probably come and gone from your mind over the last couple of hours, days, or even weeks. In other words, you are not your thoughts. And there's someone witnessing these thoughts. So ask yourself this question: who is witnessing these thoughts? And just feeling the response deep within you. Let's go deeper now. How does this thought make you feel? What is that dominant emotion that you're experiencing or have been experiencing in your body? Is it sadness? Is it anger? Is it helplessness? Think about it. Now ask yourself, who is feeling this emotion? You see, quite often we are so in tune with that emotion or those emotions that we forget that we are not that emotion. Because the emotion, again, comes and goes, right? And so if it comes and goes and there's some ups and downs, then you're not the emotion, but a witness of that emotion, right? You're experiencing that emotion, but you are not that emotion. So ask yourself, who is the witness of that emotion? So let's move on. So this emotion that you're experiencing, how does it make you feel? What is that tangible sensation that you're experiencing in your body? Do you feel stuck? Do you feel bloated? Are you in pain? Maybe in your heart area or in your back? Are you uneasy? And if yes, where exactly in your body are you experiencing this sensation? Is it in your stomach, in your chest, in your head? Do you have a migraine? In your shoulders? You check in with your body and then ask yourself, who is experiencing these sensations? Because I'm sure that these sensations are not going on forever. Maybe it's pulsing, maybe it comes and goes, maybe it's ups and downs, right? Maybe they started at a certain point in time and maybe at a certain point during the day, they had gone. In other words, you are not these sensations. And you are not the body that is experiencing this or these sensations. And so the question then becomes, who is experiencing these sensations through the physical body? The point is not to find the answer right away, but to explore so that you get some insight. Maybe later today, tomorrow, or even a week from now. So till now we've discovered that you are not your thoughts, you are not your emotions, you are not your sensations, and you are definitely not your body. You're just witnessing these experiences. I know it might sound a little spooky, especially if it's the first time that you're having these questions or asking yourself these questions, but it's important to have this discussion. So the question then becomes, if you're not your emotions, your thoughts, your sensations, or your body, but the witness who is experiencing all of this, is this a dream? Well, it's something to think about, isn't it? And then you might say, AJ, how can this be a dream? I know that this is real. This feels so real. The interactions, the emotions, the passion, the sky, the trees, the cars that I see around me. How can all of this be a dream? And I think that's a great observation. But let me ask you this. Think about the last time that you, my friend, had a dream. When you were in the dream was all there was, right? Unless you were lucid dreaming, you were not fully aware that you were indeed in a dream. And during those moments, your dream was all there was, right? You thought that your dream was indeed a reality. Everything around you, the dream figures, the surroundings, the sensations, the expressions on people's faces, all of it was pretty real. And only when you wake up, can you, in retrospect, looking back, you can say that was a dream. That was a dream. So don't be so sure. But there's a big benefit of distancing yourself from your emotions and your thoughts and your sensations. And the benefit is the realization that those are just temporary and transitory in nature. They keep changing. Life is always changing, Action Tribe. Today you might feel sad, but tomorrow you'll experience an abundance of joy. Today you might be in pain, but tomorrow you will experience the pleasure of the gods. Today you might have these recurring negative thoughts, but tomorrow, I assure you, you will experience empowering thoughts of kindness, abundance, compassion, and love. And why tomorrow? You can experience all of this and more right now. Why? Because again, all of this is temporary and transitory. And that gives you a sense of hope. Because remember, the bright, warm sunshine of the morning always comes right after the darkest, most silent part of the night. Just like it is silent around me right now. And you too shall very soon experience the warm embrace of the sunshine in your life. I promise. So then the question becomes, if there is so much change and impermanence, then what is permanent? That's a great question. Are you ready for this? You are permanent, Action Tribe, because you are the silent witness who is watching this dream unfold. You are the watcher that is experiencing all these emotions and thoughts and feelings and sensations. You are the Atman, the soul, which is nothing but a microcosm of the Brahman, the universe. You are the subject of this experience, which is revealing everything around it. You are the torch that is illuminating the darkness around you. You are the observer that is affecting the experiment called life. You are the wave, Action Tribe. And although you might feel separate, you might feel different, you might feel unique, you are part of the vast grand ocean of life. That thou art. Tat Tvam Asi. Tat Tvam Asi literally translates to that thou art. You are God consciousness, and God consciousness is you. If you only knew how powerful you really are. And just like a passionate traveler, you jump from one lifetime to another, from one body to another, from one state to another, on this cosmic quest to discover who you truly are. And when you experience that sense of self-realization, then life will not be the same again. You blend into your surroundings and experience oneness like never before. The Atman within you will unite with the Brahman according to the prophecy, and you will experience an abundance of ananda, or joy, for no reason and for every reason. So Action Tribe, I encourage you to be that child who is playing a game on his or her gaming console, excited, passionate, curious, full of hope, and on a quest to reach the next level. This child isn't afraid of dying or getting hurt or getting wounded during the game, because it knows that this is just a game. And that the child is not in the game, but experiencing the gameplay unfold on the screen from a safe distance. And if something goes wrong, then he or she can always restart the game and attempt the quest once again. And in doing so, I promise that you, Action Tribe, will look at life in a completely different way. And that will make all the difference. Because you are the chosen one, and I'm here to remind you to wake up once again. So Action Tribe, I hope you enjoyed this exploration, and maybe you're experiencing or have experienced a shift so far. Think about some of the questions that I've encouraged you to think about and explore. If you liked today's exploration, then you will definitely love the Action Tribe Inner Circle experience, which is going to be a premium membership for people just like you who are interested in healing, awakening, and experiencing more abundance in life, and being part of a vibrant, supportive, lovely community of Action Tribe insiders. We've not launched this program yet, but if you are interested in learning more, then make sure you join our early bird waitlist and get some sneak peeks as we get closer to the date. Go to my7chakras.com/waitlist. My 7 is a word, my7chakras.com/waitlist. Once again, my7chakras.com/waitlist. Now, if you have a question about today's episode, then make sure that you email me. I'd love to hear from you, because your feedback, your thoughts, your opinions, your epiphanies, all of this really makes my day. And my email is aj@my7chakras.com, aj@my7chakras.com. And if you're listening to this right now, then also I encourage you to take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram, because we have an Instagram page, and I'd love to share your message with our community. My Instagram handle is @my7chakras, @my7chakras. So once again, I really enjoyed connecting with you like this, and I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful, amazing day ahead.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.